It was early fall of 2002 when a man and his dog were out for a walk near Palisades Reservoir. Everything was normal about that September day, until the man saw what appeared to be a human skull sticking out of the ground. He called 911, and deputies from the Bonneville County Sheriff's Office soon arrived, also finding a tailbone, a pelvic bone, and a vertebrae. After the FBI got involved, DNA testing linked at least one of those bones to the skull, and said they could have been in the water for anywhere from 15 to 20 years. Investigators thought the bones might belong to a drowning victim in the reservoir, and after searching old records, pinned down a 1980 incident in which four people drowned and none of the bodies were recovered. Sergeant Brian Lovell was a new deputy with the Bonneville County Sheriff's Office back in 2002, and he now serves as their public information officer.
You know, these cases never stop being investigated until, you know, you reach a conclusion as to what happened. And of course, there's been, a number of different leads and things detectives have followed up with.
While the case never officially closed, it has long been cold. So detectives have plenty of leads, but very few answers.
We've explored those things and factored them in as a possibility. But ultimately, you know, until we get an identification.
Well, until then, the case remains open. That's why the next chapter in this story is so crucial. 1 week ago, the Bonneville County Sheriff's Office announced they'd be partnering with Othram Incorporated, a private laboratory located just outside of Houston that uses advanced DNA testing to solve crimes. This is Michael Vogan, their director of case management.
You know, there's so many of these cases around the country, and all of them need to be looked at and solved. And now we have technology that can help in many of these cases.
When the FBI first analyzed the DNA in this case, they used what's called a CODIS test. That measures 20 markers of DNA. With their advanced testing, Vogan says Othram is able to look at up to hundreds of thousands of DNA markers.
And with that data, we're able to build DNA profiles that are much more extensive. And then that profile built from that data is able to go into various genealogical databases to search for the closest relative that may share chunks of that DNA with the person we're looking for.
Othram does all their testing in-house, which Vogan says should take about 3 months. At that point, they'll build a DNA profile that will be used to search for matches in various databases. Vogan says it's hard to predict how long that part of the process will take, though. As for how often Othram's testing provides answers, here's what Vogan had to say.
Generally speaking, I don't have a percentage for you, but we're able to help investigators a very high percentage of the time move their cases forward and give them leads that they otherwise would not have.
The remains will be prepped in their laboratory in Texas, and testing should begin within the next couple weeks. The two organizations are crowdfunding the research and have a goal of raising $5,000. The Bonneville County Sheriff's Office donated $1,000 to that fund, which can be found at dnasolves.com. So, for the families of those drowning victims whose bodies were never recovered, this whole thing could provide a bit of delayed closure. Of course, the possibility still remains that the bones could belong to somebody else, maybe somebody investigators haven't even heard of. If that's the case, this testing might not close an old case, but open a new one. For now, though, the investigation remains open as answers seem closer than they have in years. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Alec Pope.